This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. Here we are, just over a week before Election Day, lurching through the last mile of a physically and mentally punishing ultramarathon. The finish line is almost in sight. We're not quite sure we can go on, but really, what choice do we have? To help us push through the pain and perhaps contemplate what lies on the other side of that finish line, we're joined by Republican strategist Mike Duhaime. He's a longtime political advisor to Governor Chris Christie, who worked on both of his gubernatorial campaigns and was chief strategist for Christie's presidential campaign. Duhaime also ran Rudy Giuliani's presidential campaign in 2008. And this past week, he made it clear that he does not like the way this election is going. Mike Duhaime, welcome.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me on.
So this past week, you sent out a tweet, and I'll just read it here. Quote, "This election is out of hand. Completely embarrassing. This is not what I spent 20 plus years in GOP politics fighting for." Pretty strong words. What put you over the edge?
Well, I don't think there's any one particular thing. I think in that particular tweet, I was responding to a picture that I saw at a rally with a noose around a puppet of Hillary Clinton. And I just think that that image in that particular case made me respond. But I don't think there's any one particular thing. For me, I think it's been an accumulation over the last 16 to 18 months of the rhetoric being ratcheted up. And quite frankly, I see some of it from both sides, and certainly was attacked from both sides, the left and the right, essentially for weighing in on that. But I think for me, it's been an accumulation over time. But that was the piece that particularly drove me over at that moment.
When you hear Donald Trump say that the election is rigged,
the process is rigged. This whole election is being rigged.
When you hear Rudy Giuliani, whose campaign for president you ran in 2008, back up that claim.
I'm sorry, dead people generally vote for Democrats rather than Republicans.
When you see Chris Christie leading a mock trial of Hillary Clinton and presiding over chants of lock her up at the Republican National Convention.
Oh, believe me, we're not done yet.
This isn't just Donald Trump. These are two men you've worked closely with. Have you talked with them about their involvement in the campaign?
Sure, I have, and I'll keep those conversations private. I still have very good relationships with both of them, and I think they've known Donald Trump personally for many years and know him beyond just this election cycle. And I think their endorsements early on were an attempt to put people around him, put good policy people around him. After he won the primary, there's obviously one of only two people that are going to be president. And I think the intentions were good in terms of trying to surround him with some people maybe who had more experience and more policy. But I'll leave any discussions I have with them private, certainly.
You might not be willing to tell me, but have they offered any response to your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm good friends with Governor Christie, and he respects my the fact that I've had a long history in politics. I've worked for President Bush. I was political director of the Republican National Committee, and he's always been supportive and respectful of me, having my own opinions and doing my own thing in politics, and I've always appreciated that.
There was this idea that Governor Christie was this big tent Republican. He was going to bring everyone in. And then endorsing Donald Trump seemed to just fly in the face of that.
Well, I would respectfully disagree on that because I've made clear my opinions on some of the rhetoric out here. But at the time when Governor Christie endorsed, there were Donald Trump had just won two out of the three primaries, and I think what frustrates me about the Republican Party in general is most of the governors, senators, members of Congress all sat on the sideline during the primary. We had 17 candidates. 10 or 11 of whom would be legitimately top-tier candidates in any race. And most governors, senators, congressmen, donors sat on the sidelines. And then when it became too late, they all said, whoa, 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 Donald Trump's winning. That's terrible. We got to stop. But it was too late at that point. So when Governor Christie endorsed, it was after Donald Trump had won two out of the first three primaries and, quite frankly, was going to be the nominee. In either party, if someone wins two out of the first three primaries, it's over. The election's over. So Governor Christie's intentions at the time were very good, in my opinion, in terms of trying to bring the party together and trying to bring good policy people around him.
Mike, if the polls turn out to be right and Trump loses and perhaps Republicans lose the U.S. Senate majority too, what is the way forward for the party?
Well, I think we, as a party, need to look at working together with the other side. And, you know, as a Republican in New Jersey who's run a lot of races in the Northeast, you know, I'm used to running uphill, but I'm also used to having to govern, you know, with the other side after the election's over. And I think we need to look at that and look at the last 6 years and 8 years, because I fought President Obama and the Democrats in the first 2 years for failing to win any Republican votes for Obamacare or anything like that. I think the president and the majorities in the House and Senate should have been able to do some compromise that brought some Republicans on board. So if you look at the last 6 to 8 years, I think both parties have suffered from a lack of working together. And I think that's what both sides will need to do. I think Secretary Clinton, by her nature, is a more pragmatic, centrist politician than President Obama. I think Paul Ryan also is someone who would choose to get things done as opposed to have gridlock. So I think the way forward, again, you know, assuming that's where it would go, would be some sort of, you know, working together with obviously a Republican speaker, you know, hopefully leading the way.
Mike, you sent another interesting tweet this past week. You wrote, quote, "It's easy to cocoon yourself with news and opinion coming from only one side." And you describe this as a major problem in 2016. Do you see an easy way out to this? I mean, the days of the nation tuning in to watch Walter Cronkite deliver the news are over.
Yeah, I don't see an easy way out. I think the nature of the news media has changed so dramatically. I mean, you live it every day, and your listeners certainly do as well. But I think, you know, people can choose to only hear from one side. They can, all day long, if you're a conservative, you can, you know, read conservative websites and listen to Rush Limbaugh and Hannity all day and watch Fox when you get home. And I think the same is true on the Democrat side. You can read Huffington Post and then go watch MSNBC and think that everybody agrees with you.
And to finish up, Mike Duhaime, I have to ask you about this trial going on in the federal courthouse in Newark. This, of course, being the Bridgegate trial for former Chris Christie staffer Bridget Kelly and Bill Baroni, the former deputy executive director of the Port Authority. You have been in the courtroom and you testified. And really, a dark picture of the governor has emerged from these proceedings. What impact did Bridgegate have on Governor Christie's presidential campaign? And what does it mean for his political future?
Well, I hope we'll move past it when the trial is over, and he'll still have 14 months left as governor. And I hope both sides again will continue to work together. There's no doubt, you know, at the moment when all the news broke a few years ago, 3 years ago, it was seized upon by the media. He was at that point, certainly he had just won a historic reelection and was, you know, seen as, you know, one of the front runners for the potential nomination. So I think it became very highly politicized very early, and I think anybody who's involved would say it certainly had an impact on the presidential race in a negative way. I don't know that it was the only one. I think the perception of being a moderate from a northeastern state certainly is not an easy place to run from in a Republican primary. I've done that a few times, and it's not an easy path in a Republican nomination. But certainly there's certainly the controversy from that and the news coverage on that that was so consuming at that time because it was the only big political story covered for a very long period of time. Certainly had an impact. I think everybody around him would admit that.
Mike Duhaime is a longtime strategist to Governor Christie and ran Rudy Giuliani's presidential campaign. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, David.